Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Insurance agents are continually looking for new ways to grow their businesses and become highly productive, successful intermediaries. In his book, Interviews with Top Producing Insurance Agents, David Duford, founder and owner of Duford Insurance Group, shares stories and inside secrets from top producing agents to assist new, long-term, and struggling agents looking to maximize their insurance sales production. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. David joins me now to talk about his book and the ways insurance agents can grow their business and achieve and sustain success. David, welcome. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a bit about your book and how the idea for it came about?
Yeah, so this book, it's a couple of years old. It was my second book that I came out with, and kind of at the time, I think it was about 2016 or 2017, I had gotten into reading a lot of older books from many years ago, and realized there wasn't a lot of newer kind of renditions of or catalogs of success in the insurance business. So I figured, well, why not go ahead and do it myself? So I interviewed a handful of agents that I'd just grown to know over the years that were successful in different niches, agency owners as well. And I kind of set out to go ahead and just try to record what they thought was responsible for their success and have some sort of, again, book, record of what new agents could come into and read about what made agents successful. Because as you know, so many agents prematurely fail out of this business. And what better way to help that than have some kind of record or account for what, you know, is part of people's and other agents' success.
So what is needed to become a high producing, successful insurance agent today?
Yeah, I think it's the same as it always has been. You need to have superior training, superior support. And that's especially important because a lot of this business is perpetuated by an MLM type of mindset where it's a mass recruiting cattle call and not so much developed on the recruiting or the sales and skills development side that's so necessary. Of course, you need to have a platform or a setup to run on. You have to have a system that you can learn how to sell with. You have a system to learn how to market with, all the while having that important sales training and support too. And I think more now than ever, you need to have a niche. You have to have some particular focus where you can spend all of your attention and energy on, because focus is so critical to success. And picking that one thing to be the expert at it, again, as more and more competition enters the business is very important.
So why do some new agents and also those long in the profession struggle to become successful, and how can they deal with the trials and tribulations that sometimes comes with selling insurance?
Well, you know, so I think first of all, and this is the difficult thing, a lot of agents are recruited under false pretenses. They don't understand what to look for. So I think anybody listening to this that would fall into that newer agent that's just looking into the business is do your due diligence. Research the opportunities that are out there, because everybody and your mother has the greatest opportunity known to man. Make sure you vet what they offer, what it is that they're portraying to you. And, you know, as best as you can, talk to agents that are in the business, get some feedback, especially with those agencies you're looking with. And all above all else, slow down. This is a wonderful business with tons of opportunity, but you have to understand that most people fail. And a large part of that failure, some agents just aren't meant for it, for sure. But a lot of that is they just don't get the support or the training or the promises gave aren't delivered on. And by slowing down and thinking through this and thinking like a marriage, if you will, treating it like that, I think is a safer and probably higher odds way of having success out of the business.
In the book, you interview several six and seven figure earning insurance agents from various backgrounds, talking about how they achieved and sustained success year after year. Can you share with us a bit about one or two of those stories?
Yeah, I think the two that I think of the most are Christopher Westfall and Allentown. Christopher Westfall, he actually recently sold his Medicare business. He got into the business. He was a police officer in Florida, got into the final expense business doing a little bit of that, but then found out and discovered Medicare supplements and how it was a residual paying product. was one of the first to get into the telesales side of the business and really grew a great following on YouTube, served as clients as well as agents too, and has just done a phenomenal job and service to both consumers looking for help with their Medicare supplements as well as agents who are looking for guidance on how to run a successful business. So my interview with him was great. I love Chris. He's a good friend of mine. And also Allentown, another guy who's been in the final expense business a long time, who started off as a recruiter with one of these big name, you know, mass recruiters, built his own agency, his connections, and has just done incredibly well for now three plus decades. And the one thing he always told me, Dave, or he told me getting started, he said, Dave, you know, what you got to do, Dave, you just got to stick with it. You got to work hard and keep at it and just keep going. You know, he said, the only thing I've got over you is just time. You know, I've been at it longer. And if you just stick with the fundamentals, the success is going to come. So those two are my personal favorites.
How are evolving customer expectations in the way that consumers want to interact with insurance agents today changing, and how can agents meet those changing needs to thrive and become successful?
Yeah, I think the biggest change that we've seen now, just for to preface this, my experience and focus is in the senior market. So change doesn't happen that often with seniors. Kind of they do what they've always done. But we haven't seen, I think, the biggest changes as experienced in the younger generations. But one of the things, obviously, that's impacted our business is COVID, the shutdowns, and the kind of resistance to some extent, not completely, though, to sit down in a traditional capacity to help people with insurance needs. The number one thing that's taken hold of the final expense and certainly the Medicare business that I'm involved with is more of a telephonic, virtual, or remote strategy in order to help people out. But that's not upended the business entirely. Again, maybe it's just my perspective, but the fundamentals still remain. People want help with life insurance. They want help with their health insurance. They want to talk to a person. They don't want to have to like figure everything out on their own because it's so overwhelming. Medicare is confusing to many people. Picking the right life insurance policies is confusing. So I think it really still, the fundamentals remain. See the people. You got to talk to them on the phone sometimes. Maybe they're just worried about meeting, but the fundamentals are still the fundamentals, thankfully, in our business.
How did you personally become a successful top producing agent?
I never quit. I just decided that, I did actually quit. I got into the business. I failed out of my first business, which was personal training, got into the insurance business out of desperation. Got away from the fundamentals about a year in, failed out, broke almost, had to get a job working for a uniform sales company, and realized at that point, I'm missing out on this great opportunity that I just basically, you know, because of my lack of maturity and focus, you know, now I'm working in corporate America. And luckily, unlike most people, I got a second chance at it and decided to do things right this time. So I think really the only reason I'm successful is because I've failed at every possible conceivable angle. And the only thing left was to have success. So unfortunately for me, some lessons can't be taught. You've got to experience failure. And many of us are like that, and that's okay. But I think it just comes down to just sticking with it, surviving, learning from my mistakes, vowing not to repeat them, and just having that kind of indomitable spirit of moving forward.
So what do you hope readers will take away from your book?
Yeah, you know, this is actually, I have three different books geared towards the agent audience. This is actually my favorite book. I liken this book, it doesn't tell you what to do specifically, but I think if the reader is intelligent enough to read between the lines, that my main hope for them is to see the commonality of success that all of the people we interview have. And kind of hopefully glean from that some fundamentals. Again, that's kind of the key word of today's interview. Some fundamentals of success that everybody has experienced. And then take that and think about that and how they can apply that to their own life. Again, I think surrounding yourself with successful people is critical, especially in a performance-based business like the insurance sales business. And reading and seeing what people do and thinking about what about that person made them successful. And what about all of these people have the same commonalities? I think that's the biggest thing you can take away.
David, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Bye.
That was David Duford, founder and owner of Duford Insurance Group and author of the book, Interviews with Top Producing Insurance Agents. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.